Tucker Carlson, a stalwart on here on Fox News all over. Welcome to Kill Me and Friends, and I guess you can officially welcome me to Washington, D.C.
Welcome to Washington, D.C.
I promise not to break anything when I'm here.
Oh, wait, we can replace it. We're the richest city in the world now.
In case you
haven't noticed.
Yeah. By the way, the place is so clean. Do they shrink wrap it at night?
Yeah, they do. We have very little street meat for sale here in Washington. No, I mean, it's a museum. And as you notice as you drive through town, I mean, there are construction cranes on every block. There's no recession in Washington. Never has been. As the government gets bigger and the rest of the country poorer and shabbier, D.C. gets richer and more gleaming.
Most of the American public, when polled, say we like the way the president is tone after handing the Boston bombers and his war on terror, without actually mentioning the war on terror or Islamic extremists. How do you gauge it?
Well, I mean, I'm not at all surprised by the public reaction. Whenever there's a tragedy like this, the president merely has to stand there and act presidential. It's pretty hard to screw it up. And I think people instinctively rally behind their leader in a moment like this. There are a lot of unanswered questions. I mean, I for one had real concerns about the behavior of law enforcement in Boston, locking the city down, pointing guns at homeowners, things like that. I mean, I think those, you know, I'd like to see the justification for that. But more to the point, you know, we will find out. This guy, his brother, now deceased, was interviewed by the FBI. As you know, we were tipped off by the Russians that he had likely had terror ties. And he was allowed to live here unsupervised. How did that happen? I mean, those are questions that may have answers that hurt the president.
I am willing to admit that I don't have all the answers. I think law enforcement should conclude they don't have all the answers. I'm amazed that the president, it's even in his best interest to have him and others say, well, it looks like these guys are self-radicalized, that there are no overseas connections, for him not to just conclude that these guys are Islamic extremists and their agenda is anti-American, even if they're American citizens. Why is that so hard for him?
Because that's a bigoted statement, of course. I mean, you heard the president in his first response to this lecturing us about diversity and not to draw conclusions, not until he gives us permission to draw conclusions from these events. I mean, look, his overriding interest is in pushing the diversity agenda, whatever the hell that is. And I think it blinds him to the reality of this, which is these are Islamic extremists motivated by their religion. They hate America and they probably do have some kind of international ties. I mean, the Russian government, no ally of the U.S., alerted us to the older brother saying he likely had terror ties. I mean, I don't know. That strikes me as a pretty powerful piece of evidence.
So here's what really bothered me most about yesterday. We had the deputy leader of the FBI tell Lindsey Graham and now Mike McCall, chairman of the Homeland Security, that they spelled his name wrong on the manifest. Therefore, they were not to pick up the fact that he was leaving the country going to Russia. We had the Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said, yeah, when he left, they pinged us. We were pinged and we've been tracking him. Okay.
So which is it?
So Mike McCall just told me he was just in studio on Fox and Friends and said he believes they're both telling the truth, which I think is worse because that shows that they're not at all coordinated. Does one have more sophisticated software than the other? And if not, there's no hierarchy to get in touch with each other.
We've seen this movie before. It's been 12 years since 9/11. And what was one of the main lessons of 9/11? Government agencies need to coordinate with each other. There has to be a free flow of information between this alphabet soup agency and that.